Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you guys, let's set the tone for the rest of the day slash week, shall we?
We shall.
585-252-9800, that's the number. You can call or you can text. We'd love to hear from you. Who's knocking at the door, Breeze?
There's so many friends just pounding the door down, wanting to get in. Let's start with our girl Ashley, shall we?
What's up, Ash?
Ashley says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling good in my vibes because today I'm going to look at a house that I have a really good feeling about.
So do we.
Get it, girl?
Yeah, congratulations. Well,
no, let's not congratulate yet.
Sorry for jumping the gun on that. Oh, there was 82 offers. Story of my life.
$300,000 over asking.
Oh, hey, okay. Listen, you never know. You never know what could happen.
You really don't.
Looking for a house is a very stressful, emotional journey, but it's a lot easier if you do it with someone else.
That is true. Put not just one income together, but two.
Yeah, well, good luck, Ashley. Hope it goes well.
Absolutely. And then Priscilla's here. She says, I'm feeling okay. Vibes are not high, but they're not low either. I want to go adopt a dog today at Lollipop Farm.
Go hit him up.
Wow. Okay. Go get it.
Go get those dogs. Well, you know, a lot of Lollipop Farm's been around how many years?
So many.
Like 320 something years. But anyways, they got a lot of dogs that are looking for a home. So if you are looking to adopt, that's the place to go and find your next friend.
Gary's here. He says, so happy with last night's debate. I don't think I can watch another one. My vibe is good today. Thank you for my chance to share. That's from Gary.
All right, Gary.
Gary Bear.
Gary,
you know,
sounds like
I
a
miss?
Guy who's watching the debate.
Yeah. You know who I miss? Douglas.
We haven't heard from Douglas in a year.
He met us one time, never listened to the show again.
Yeah, that's all it took.
Yeah.
Is to meet us in person one time.
Met us.
Whatever happened to
one
him?
Time.
Douglas used to call every morning.
I know.
Did he pass?
God, I hope not.
I
don't even
want
to put that in the universe.
I know. Maybe he moved away.
Yeah, maybe.
I hope he's well.
Me too. What about your vibes?
Vibes are up today. Breeze.
But
I made a good dinner last night. You ever make like just a good non-bread pizza?
It's oh, yeah. So you did say you were going to do that.
How did
it go?
So good. I had two full pizzas.
So good. I had two and then I ordered Domino's.
That sounds like something I would do.
No, it really does.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything on the books today. Today's actually going to be a chill day. But other than that, yeah, the vibes are up. It's not pay week. That was last week, right? We're not getting paid this week?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Things are tied all over. I'm so sorry about that.
How are you doing? You're all over the place.
Yeah, I'm okay. I mean,
how's your mental health?
Not great.
Okay.
No, I'm going to keep it 100. It's not great. I'm pretty positive I had COVID last week, but I refused to test. So there's that.
But she had no problem coming into the office. And also she had no problem cooking chili to serve to everybody at her company chili cook-off.
Yeah. So. Who's really to say? I mean, I don't want to call in and say I'm sick. I don't want to deal with the repercussions of that.
I didn't eat it.
We'll so I don't know. I'm kind of coming off of that. I'm obviously still sick. You can hear it in my voice. And then just like a lot of anxiety going on, a lot of thoughts, a lot of issues, and they're all made up in my own head. It's not like, you know, anything really severe is happening. I'm just like, what if I died tomorrow? You know, so. But that's what meds are for, so.
Yeah.
Stay medicated.
Pop them like Tic Tacs, you know what I mean?
And then we'll go to this person. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Great morning after a fantastic night's sleep. Perfect. I'm happy for you.
Nothing feels better than after you've slept all night like a rock. And you get up and you're ready to seize the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Seize that day. So, well, thank you everyone for weighing in and checking in.
Hey, check in on your girl here, okay? And remember, ask your friends, how's your mental health doing today? Just check that box off. You know, they don't need to get into a whole story about how they're doing. Just make sure you ask them on your part, you know? Check that box.
They're like, I'm actually doing, I'm like, oh God.
Oh my God.
I have somewhere to be.
I have a lunch.
So good.
I left the iron on. Coming up on the show, you guys, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office says at least 7 cars were stolen or the target of theft in Pittsford.
Uh-oh.
This is going everywhere. And then we'll tell you what our mayor, Freaky Maliki, said.
Fleeky, not freaky. We can't say freaky.
Fleeky Maliki.
Fleeky Maliki.
Okay.
You're like, that guy's a freak.
We'll tell you why he's just so disappointed.
So disappointed.
And why you guys need to protect yourselves and be aware of your surroundings. We'll talk about that next on PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's talk about theft for a second, because we never do that on the show.
Never.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office, Breezy, says at least 7 cars were stolen or the target of theft in, can you guess where?
Penfield?
No, you were so close.
Pittsford.
And this happened over the weekend. One stolen car was driving right towards a deputy. So right now we know that 6 teenagers were arrested that night. Excuse me. And deputies say that this comes after a surge in stolen cars on the county's east side. And this was a night of chaos. The first case happened around 11:20 p.m. Deputies spotted a stolen Kia SUV with damage leaving a parking lot at St. John Fisher University.
Oh, geez.
And then the sheriff's office says the car refused to stop, drove towards a deputy before driving through several lawns and getting away.
Lawns?
Yes. People's
right.
homes. Half an hour later, deputies went to Kurt Road after getting a report of a stolen Kia being abandoned in a driveway and the people inside running away. That car was stolen. While searching for suspects for that, deputies learned about a different case of a stolen car that night. They found a license plate from a Hyundai that was reportedly stolen from Kendon Road. Soon after that, it was around 12:15 a.m., deputies responded to a crash involving 2 cars that were racing on Concord Drive. And they learned that one of those cars involved was a Hyundai, which was stolen. After that, a Toyota sped down East Street and came close to hitting deputies. The driver of that car crashed into a tree after losing control on a turn at the intersection of East Street and East Jefferson Road. Deputies say the tree stopped the car from driving into the Erie Canal.
Okay.
Deputies detained 5 teens at the scene and found a 6th with a canine unit. They say that driver is a repeat offender. All 16s were ages 14 and 16. And they were all taken to the hospital for evaluation. They were charged with unauthorized use of a vehicle and given appearance tickets.
So I just talked about this yesterday on the show.
None of them will show up.
No, of course not. I just talked about this yesterday on the show about that fair, anti-violence fair. Maybe they should go check that out.
Well, it should be... That should be...
What?
Just never mind. Okay. Go ahead.
I just think that, like, this is why all of these things take place, because there are so many kids in this situation who are so reckless mm-hmm. and doing things like this and finding themselves in situations where the law's involved, you're getting arrested. It's out of control. It's massively out of control.
Yeah. Mayor Malik Evans says he's just really disappointed.
Always disappointed.
The wave of disappointment.
The Stop Violence Educational Fair, if you missed me chatting about it yesterday, it's coming up next Thursday, October 10th, all day at Blue Cross Arena. So
it just blows my mind that the amount of stories we continue to read over and over and over again, and the amount of the people that are involved, these suspects are 14, 15, 16 years of age. They're all given appearance tickets. Maybe this fair is something that should be absolutely mandatory for them
right.
to go to. I don't know.
Like the school or something.
But just getting an appearance ticket and then, okay, on your way.
And like they don't have to appear.
It's become a lawless city for sure. And I don't know what the next steps are. But if this doesn't make you just incredibly outraged, I don't know what will, because now we're at a point where this is over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody is tired. And I think what's scary about all this is that at some point, people are going to start taking matters into their own hands. And I don't know what that looks like, but I mean, you push people long enough, that's people are going to.
Yeah, I mean, we're not here to fearmonger, obviously, but like it is just such an issue. So we'll move past this and go on to some bigger and better things here.
Coming up, Jasmine made the comment in her message that kids today are dealing with stress at a much younger age when it comes to testing and when it comes to homework. But the question she had is, how do you have the conversation with your kids that it's okay to fail? It's okay to not do well. We'll break down her message for Parental Confidential and see how many other parents are dealing with the same issue. That's coming up next on PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Yes, 100% anonymous. Anyways, Jasmine from Gates made the comment in her message that kids today are dealing with way more stress than ever at a much younger age when it comes to testing, when it comes to homework. How do you have the conversation with your kids that it's okay if you don't do well sometimes? Because even today, kids are putting a lot of pressure on themselves.
They really are.
Here's the message. Hello, Moose and Breezy. I have a parental for you. I have two young children, 6 and 7, and I have been shocked by how much anxiety and testing has been introduced into grades as low as first grade. And I grew up in a household where my parents were very involved in my schooling. Mom was always on the portal to check assignments and grading, and my dad was involved in math homework and science fair projects. But doing our best was always at the forefront. And of course, doing poorly was frowned upon. Mm-hmm. But we were never overly concerned about how we did on a test. I wish that was my case.
Right.
Because scoring a 23% on a math test and bringing that home to mom and dad.
I was in the same boat, but they never found out. I was like, oh, yeah, I did great.
Right. I was wondering how other parents handled this type of thing in their home. My oldest is still 2 years away from third grade, but my mind is racing, thinking about all the ways I will have to ensure he loves learning and isn't anxious about assessments and what they mean about him as a person. I can see already that he is the type of boy where it would deeply, deeply affect him. And I think these kids are too young to be dealing with this type of stress in school. I'm just looking for some advice or guidance if anyone has it. Thank you. Okay, that's from our girl Jasmine here, who's been listening to the show for quite some time, and we appreciate that. But if you guys have dealt with this as a parent, we'd love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. You can call or text, because I do agree with her. I think kids today are way more stressed out. Are they getting more homework?
Well,
I don't know. I'm sure it's different now because they all have computers and stuff. God knows what they're doing on them.
Also, there's a lot of blockers on those sites. Also, I mean, like, when it comes to testing, it's just a lot of these teachers based on New York State curriculum and all the other things that go into it, they're teaching to the test. So it's like all that really matters is their test scores, and their test scores of their students reflect how they are as a teacher. So not only is it stressful for the students, but it's stressful for the teachers too, because if those students don't do well on that test, okay, then you're a bad teacher.
Right.
And then you're not going to get tenure. And then, I don't know.
I feel like you and I were very similar.
We were. We were and we are.
Because in school, yeah, we took a lot of assessment tests.
So many.
And those assessment tests basically showed that I was a very, very slow learner, is what they said. I will never be able to, like, write.
Yeah.
We love
a good comeback story, don't we?
Grows up to become a writer.
No, literally.
So,
no, I can't read, and I read every day on the show. So I'm not really sure. But did you have, like, a 504 learning plan, an IEP? Like, did you have any of that stuff?
Yeah.
Because I had a 504, which essentially just meant, like, different separate location for tests, extra time on tests, clarification on tests, test read to me.
Everything I had.
Yeah.
So let's say all my friends, all 20 of them, would be in the classroom, and they'd pull me out and bring me into a small room alone and close the door. Like, all right, take the test.
That's not embarrassing at all.
Like, okay, is this a prison? No windows? Let's go over to Karen that just texted in. I just don't make a big deal about it. I don't know if my first grader even knows they have grades, LOL. I just make sure I go over stuff with them at home as well as making sure they get it, but I never stress about them getting a bad grade. And if I don't, then they won't stress about it. Lauren says, I have always told my kids that grades before high school don't matter, but bad school habits have a way of sticking. So you concentrate on being a good student and everything else will follow.
I also want to just reiterate, and I talked about this, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, like, you don't need to be embarrassed that your learning style or your learning ability isn't the same as your peers. Because, right, like, yeah, we can sit here and, like, joke about that because, like, we actually went through it. But it doesn't make you less than. It doesn't make you stupid. I spent a lot of years even still in my, like, 30s now, like, I thought for a very long time, like, I'm very stupid. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence in myself. That's one of those things that it always was a really big insecurity for me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I
understand
that.
I think that it's normal to, like, get your kids tested for these things, because if you don't, they're just going to struggle and they're not going to have the resources to actually thrive to their full potential when it comes to learning, when it comes to taking tests. When we went on to different rooms to take tests and I would have my test read to me, I'm like, so they would finish reading the question. I'm like, so, like, what's the answer? They're like, that's not part of the plan.
Right.
That's
right.
Not.
Yeah. Cause, you know, a lot of kids, and I know it's something that I struggled with, and kids are really, really hard on themselves today for not being able to retain information.
Correct.
You could sit there and read three chapters and was like, what did you just read? I really don't know.
Correct.
I have no idea. Carly says, I agree with this mom. My son is in second grade and has been completely overwhelmed this school year with homework and tests that he's been given. And it's only his first month back. It's easy for some of these kids to be overwhelmed, but telling them to just try their best is actually helpful.
Right.
They seem to get a lot more work these days than from what I remember as a kid. I tell my oldest, who is 11, that I'm not concerned about their grades and will never hold them to that standard. As long as they tried their best, it's okay to fail and not be good at something. This is how we learn from our mistakes and also learn to understand how the real world works. Even today, yes, kids are a lot more stressed out, some of them, but some of them beat themselves up way more.
Correct.
Where does that stem from?
That's like, I mean, that's just a self-esteem thing, you know, and being compared to other kids and other teachers, you know, making you feel a certain way or not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not understanding something is one of the hardest things to grasp and to have a concept of that, because it's like, well, why can't I understand it?
Right.
Like, what is wrong with me? Like, am I just lacking? Am I dumb? Like, all these words, obviously, are not appropriate, but those are the words that went through my head when I was struggling in school.
No, of course. And this could be not just academics, but also athletics. I know my 9-year-old nephew, he really beats himself up, man. He's super hard on himself when he feels like he's failed at something, even like when we're playing in the yard. Like, God forbid I beat him in something. It's like the world's coming to an end.
I mean, to be fair, you're also like shoving his face into the ground, so.
This is one important topic that my husband has discussed from the beginning. Just don't be very pushy where learning or grades are concerned. Let the kid learn at their own pace and don't push him or her to an extent where they start disliking school or learning.
Interesting take from a first grade teacher. As a first grade teacher who gives math tests, if I see a student that does poorly, I will redo the question with them one-on-one and write a note on the test for the parent rather than writing just such a low score with no explanation and make them feel discouraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. My 13-year-old struggled in school for years. He was a very slow learner and couldn't read or write very well. Now, he's on the honor roll and has been for the past 2 years in middle school. Every child learns differently and at different paces.
Yeah, it's so
like,
true.
We're very hands-on learners.
I have to
100%.
My first year at MCC, I took a radio class, and they're like, open your textbook to page 300. I'm like, what the hell am I going to learn in the book?
Right.
I have to be hands-on.
Yeah.
Let me get to Haley real quick before we take a break. Kids don't tend to worry about their grades unless you make them. As long as you prioritize learning and don't pressure them to perform beyond their capabilities, I think they'll be okay.
And
came in from Haley.
Well, to put a bow on it, like being so genuine, like if Moose and I can do it, you can do it. Trust me. Like we really beat all odds being here and being able to do what we do.
Yeah.
With just the reading and the writing of it all.
Yeah. I wrote a film. It's on Netflix. I'm just, you know, not to toot my own horn. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Is it actually on Netflix?
Yeah. It Speaks Why Mornings. You get Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.